Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
A Sydney gym is being named and shamed following 24 complaints about misleading and deceptive conduct. New South Wales Fair Trading is warning the public not to deal with Maverick Design Tribe Fitness Operator. It's currently trading as Fit and Go in Seven Hills. The Fair Trading Commissioner, Rod Stowe, says there have been plenty of complaints about the gym, charging people who have already terminated their contract or deceiving people with unfair contracts. Rod Stowe, the New South Wales Fair Trading Commissioner, is on the line. G'day, Rod.
G'day, Ben.
This wouldn't be the first time that people have complained about gyms and contracts.
No, that's right. But one of our concerns, Ben, is that this particular company advertised there were no contracts, when in actual fact they required consumers to sign up a membership agreement with a whole lot of terms and conditions. So we believe their conduct has been misleading and deceptive, amongst other things.
Okay. What do people do? I guess they come to you guys when they've got one of these kind of complaints, do they?
Look, they do, and it's because of the number of complaints we've had and the fact that the business hasn't been responsive at all to our attempts to mediate disputes and, in fact, our own attempts to engage with them, that we've decided to take this step of publicly naming them and because of the conduct we've seen. And as you point out, we've had people who have terminated their membership yet found that deductions were being made directly from their bank account.
So Fit and Go is a fitness centre. It's operating, I understand, out of the Hills Sports High School in Seven Hills.
That's correct. It's in Seven Hills, and Fair Trading's recommending people not deal with this business. If you have had difficulties with them, please lodge a formal complaint with us. If you are having trouble getting your direct debits cancelled, we recommend you advise them accordingly that terminate membership. And if you're having trouble, by all means, let your financial institution know. That also let Fair Trading know, because, Ben, we do intend to continue our investigation, and it's likely we will take enforcement action.
Good on you, Rod. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Rod Stowe, the New South Wales Fair Trading Minister.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.